What is up, you guys, and welcome to the Chosen League podcast, where Fire Sports content is the name of the game. I'm your host, Devin, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you guys about last night's game, the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Denver Nuggets. Let's get into it. So the Denver Nuggets won this game. It was a really close game, and they were really dealing with a lot of injuries. I mean, for one, we weren't too sure if Jamal Murray was going to play, you know, dealing with that calf, but he came out and balled out, you know, hitting the game winning shot. I mean, the last second shot to give the Denver the lead, which put them up by two and left 3.6 seconds on the clock in the fourth quarter. You also had KCP, who was dealing with an injury. You know, he was questionable. He didn't return to the game. Reggie Jackson, on the other hand. So there are a lot of question marks for Denver, but we're also going to but for right now, we're going to talk about the Lakers. I'll get more in depth with the Nuggets in this episode. So first off, with the Lakers, their performance, they had 9 turnovers. They shot 46% from the field, 41 rebounds, 30 assists, 6 blocks, 7 steals, 52 points in the paint. Their largest lead was 9, and they had 15 fast break points. So with the Lakers, I just feel like these were one of those games where they were supposed to win, and, you know, everything, they had good looks, everything was, you know, things were going right for them, and there were a lot of things that weren't going right for them. But let's start, we're starting off with LeBron and AD. LeBron James, 26 points, 11 assists, 9 rebounds, 4 steals, so LeBron had a double-double. Anthony Davis, 17 points, he had 3 assists, 15 rebounds and 2 blocks. So he also had a double-double himself. Anthony Davis did well, you know, did pretty well finishing at the rim. LeBron had a fadeaway shot. He made a fadeaway shot on Murray in the second quarter. LeBron also got fouled and made a layup, so he went to the line for a 3-point play. That was in the second quarter. LeBron converted on that 3-point play in the second quarter. AD also finished at the rim on a pick-and-roll play, you know. He set the screen for LeBron. LeBron does what he does. You know, Magic Johnson type pass, gives it to AD for the slam. LeBron also attacked the paint and finished with the slam. So there were a lot of things going on here. You know, LeBron made a 3-pointer in the third quarter. LeBron also went to the line once again for another 3-point play, and he converted on that. He made that. So LeBron did pretty much, he put up the numbers he was supposed to put up, but sadly, with Anthony Davis, you know, having that encounter with Michael Porter Jr., and he aggravated his shoulder, you know, playing with one arm, it's extremely hard, and you're playing with that pain. So the chemistry for the Lakers were there. I just think that, you know, a lot of times they had less turnovers than the Nuggets. So, you know, but the Lakers supporting cast: D'Angelo Russell, D'Lo, 14-6-1. D'Lo didn't have the game that he had in game 4. So he really, I feel like either him or Austin Reeves could have had 20 plus points, or maybe Rui Hachimura, but didn't really last. So Austin Reeves, 14-6-1. Austin Reeves, 19 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. And that's the good thing about the Lakers defensively. They started off early with the intensity and the energy. They defensively they made good adjustments, you know, going into this in the first half. You know, they were making the Nuggets turn the ball over. Reeves made 4 free throws in the first quarter. Also, another person I'm gonna mention, I really don't think he was a factor to begin with. I don't understand why the Lakers even acquired him, but Spencer Dinwiddie, 6 points, 3 assists, 1 rebound. Like I said, he wasn't a factor. Reeves makes 4 free throws in the first quarter. Prince makes one of two of his free throws in the first quarter. Hachimura was getting it done. He made a 3-point shot. So the first points on the board for the Lakers was a 3 by Rui Hachimura. Rui Hachimura was really getting down there in the paint. You know, the fancy footwork, spin move. And then gets the layup. Dinwiddie makes a 3 in the third quarter, so he had that one shot. So that really gave the Lakers a bit of a spark. Hachimura hits his first shot for LA in the third quarter, which was a three-pointer. He made that. Hayes makes two free throw shots in the second quarter. Hayes is not really a fit. I feel like he's not a fit for the Lakers. Probably they should move on from him. Just not that guy. D'Lo was knocking down threes in the first and second half. And then last but not least, the defending champs, the Denver Nuggets. So the Denver Nuggets in their performance, they had 14 turnovers. And like I said, you know, they pretty much had more turnovers than the Lakers. So I don't know how they managed to win this game. They shot 47% from the field, 88% from the free throw line, 45 rebounds, 28 assists, 46 points in the paint, 14 fast break points, and their largest lead was 6. So when you talk about Jokic and Murray, Murray really balled out with that injured calf, that calf that was aggravating him. 27 points, 7 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 steal. Jokic, 23 points. He had 23 points, 9 assists, 18 rebounds. Michael Porter Jr., Michael Porter Jr. has really been an X factor for this team in this big three here. He's really been getting it done, doing what he needs to do. And he also got fouled in the game when he took that three-point shot and made it. So that was really a four-point play. But for him, 26 points, 1 assist, 4 rebounds, 3 steals. Murray made 2 three-pointers in that. I believe that was the first quarter. Jokic made a contested 3 over AD. Jokic attacked the paint. He didn't attack the paint as much because Lakers were playing great defense against him. And also Murray gets his another great moment where he hits a clutch mid-range shot to win the game. And that's what put 3.6 seconds on the clock. Nuggets moving forward, I just don't see. I don't know how far they're going to go, but as long as they can still remain healthy and get ready. Because I believe they're either going to play. They're either going to play the Thunders or they're going to play Minnesota. One of the two. If they play Minnesota, Minnesota's going to give them a run. Minnesota, to be honest, is the only team in the West that I see that could beat, that has a better chance of beating Denver Nuggets. And last thing before I end the show, for the Lakers, for the second time, you have Christian Woods, who returned from a 2-month absence. And then you have Jared Vanderbilt, who hasn't played since February 1st. Why don't you put these guys in the rotation? Yeah, they might not have been here for, you know, the majority of the regular season, but give them a chance. Put them in the game. Like Jackson Hayes wasn't getting done. I'd rather you put in Christian Woods and give him a chance to see what he can do. But it seems that the Lakers had a game plan. The Lakers basically, you know, Game 5 reminds me of Game 1 and 2. Because, and this time AD only had 17 points due to his shoulder. But it just seems like they had the right plan on certain possessions. You know, starting out, they had the plan. They knew their game plan. They started out great in the first half, but they got to the second half again and they just sadly fell short. Darwin Ham is expected to be fired from the Lakers, and I honestly believe that he should be fired because he's not a great coach. He's not a great fit for the Lakers. He's not a defensive minded coach like Frank Vogel. It kind of reminds me of like when Alvin Gentry was the head coach for the Pelicans at the time when Lonzo Ball was there. And he kept taking Lonzo Ball in and out of the game, even though when they had Lonzo on the court, the team was better. They were winning. You take him out of the game, and then you end up putting in this crazy lineup, and you end up costing the team the game. Darwin Ham, he can't even get the rotations right because he makes up these rotations and then expects it to work. And it just throws off. Like even having Austin Reeves in the regular season, you have Austin Reeves start, and then after that you have him coming off the bench in one game. Make Darwin Ham make up your mind. Do you want Austin Reeves to start or not? It's just that simple. But, Hopefully for the Lakers, next year they, Darwin Ham, he's gonna be out of there. D'Lo, he's gonna be a free agent. He declined his player option, so he's a free agent going, after this season. Looking forward to seeing what the Lakers are gonna do. I mean, we already know that LeBron wants to play with his son Bronny. That's up in the air. He's entered the draft. Is Bronny gonna be in the league? Is he gonna get drafted, or is he gonna stay one more year in college? Who knows? But anyways, that is all for today's episode. Make sure you subscribe to stay notified, share, and leave a review. I'm Devin, and I'm signing off.